So in Bhutan, they take happiness very, very seriously. They have this thing that they call gross national happiness, or GNH, which they use instead of gross domestic product, or GDP, to basically measure the prosperity of the country and how people are doing, and that's the main means that they use for all of their major political decision-making processes, which is pretty cool. It's basically taking ideas of Buddhism and turning them into official state policy, which is cool. But they take happiness terribly seriously, and they have all sorts of academics and foreign experts brought in to talk about what should be done for the happiness of the people, and they have lots of billboards and conferences and studies and reports and spreadsheets measuring happiness and so on. And so I thought it would be fun to do something a little bit more silly, because, you know, it's happiness after all, so it's supposed to be somewhat silly. And so I came up with this pretty simple format of asking people five different questions and then pairing a different photograph with each of those five questions. So I would start by asking people very simply to introduce themselves and say who they are, what they do in life, and I would just pair that with a straight-up portrait of them, a very, very normal portrait of their face. Then I would ask them to tell me about their favorite memory or their happiest memory, the time in their life when they remember being the most happy. And then I would just take a picture of their open hands, because I think you can often tell a lot about a person by how their hands look. And then I would ask them to rate their level of happiness between 1 and 10, which is kind of a silly question, but the type of question that lots of people making surveys would often ask. And then when they picked a number, I would blow up that number of balloons right in front of them. So between 1 and 10 balloons, and you'd have these like really happy people holding 10 balloons, and then, you know, these really sad people just holding one balloon, but it's still a balloon, so it's, you know, it's pretty happy anyway. And I'd take a picture of them holding that number of balloons. Then I would ask them to tell me their favorite joke, but almost nobody had any jokes, so then I changed that question and asked people to say what they would do if they were to become the king of Bhutan, and then I would pair that question with a photograph of them making a funny face. And then finally I would ask them to make a wish if they had one wish, and then whatever they wished for, I would write that onto a balloon of their favorite color and take a picture of them holding up the inflated balloon with their wish. And the five colors of the balloons matched the five colors of the prayer flags, so there was some consistency there. And those wish balloons I didn't actually tie off. I kind of clipped them shut with these black binder clips, which allowed me to deinflate the balloons after the photograph was taken. And then I carried all of those wish balloons with me for the whole project. And then on the last night of the project, we went up to this mountain pass called Dochula in Punaka in Bhutan. It's a very sacred mountain pass up at 10,000 feet or so. And there are literally thousands of strands of prayer flags strung up there all of the time. And we reinflated all the 117 wish balloons from the 117 people and strung them up on a string hung between two trees up there right in the middle of all of the prayer flags, and did that right at sunset, and then left the balloons up there and came down off the mountain and just let them keep flying there. So people would probably stumble into them and see them and wonder what they were, and you would have all of these wishes mixing with all of the prayers of people as well. So that's a quick overview of the format for this project, and you can click through it and see the different elements and the different interviews. The whole thing, if you were to watch it, would be quite long, but you can hunt and peck around to find interesting stuff. So have fun.